And so I'm one of those people that you don't necessarily want to be in a meeting with. It depends. Because I'm always that person at the end who says, what are we going to do? All the talk and the meeting for hours to take minutes, what are we going to do? What happens now? And so that's why I love the theme for today, is that words in action save and change lives. My favorite kind of word is the verb, which is an action word. And so thinking of words like go, get to work, stand up, praise, love. Can any of you think of other action words that might convey that kind of power? Acknowledge. Reality. Listen, it's so hard to hear in here. What was that one? Positive attitude. Be positive. Absolutely. Be a friend. Serve. Help. Give. Listen. We said that one. Comfort. Care. Be compassionate. Absolutely. These are all things that we are called to do in the world. We are called to be God's living verbs in this world, with our neighbors near and far. And so to answer the question, what can we do today? First of all, you can go to the Westcott Fair and visit our friends. If you go to the Westcott Fair and don't come back with a mosquito clothespin, Pastor Alicia's going to know. There is a table for the city churches, and they have adopted Imagine No Malaria, which is a part of Africa 360, and we spent a couple of hours making a blessed cadre of mosquitoes out of pipe cleaners, and so please go visit them. That is something that you can do today to save lives. And then in just a little while, as we wrap things up, there are envelopes in your bulletins. And you will actually write the check to UUMC with Africa 360 in the memo line. Those envelopes just make it so that the counters know what is designated for Africa 360. But there's also a bookmark in there, because one of the lovely action words that we can do is pray. There is a prayer. Does everyone have one of those bookmarks in their bulletin? Can you hold it up? I'm going to steal it. On the back side, there is a prayer, and I was hoping that we could pray it together, and you can pray it whenever you're thinking of our sisters and brothers across the world. Change our hearts, O Holy One. Conquer our indifference. Light us with passion to improve the lives of people living with malaria by raising up local leaders and working in education, treatment, prevention, and communication. As we pursue that goal, help us come face to face with you in an encounter that changes us for good. Make us hungry for your face and for your reimagined world. Amen. And so, friends, I want to leave you with the thought that God does more through us than we could ask or imagine, because words without action are empty. But words with action, with the power of God, are transformative and change lives. Amen.